The allegation Ward 3 Cowan. Jerry Montpelier was offered a financial conflict of interest to support the Kingsway Entertainment District is very concerning, Mayor Brian Bigger said. These are extremely serious allegations, Bigger said in a written statement that came in response to an interview request. I urge the councillor to reach out to the police so that this matter can be investigated immediately. Greater Sudbury Integrity Commissioner Robert Swayze confirmed Wednesday that he has received a complaint about the situation but hadn't gotten to it yet, so didn't have anything further to say at that time. In a Facebook post last weekend, Montpelier alleged that he did not vote on the location for a new municipal arena in 2017 due to an offered financial conflict of interest. The councillor went on to write that he was approached in person twice by Mr. A, on behalf of the developer, and once by Mr. K, who represented Gateway. Being familiar with my business involvement and participation with Ontario and Michigan casinos, both suggested the opportunity to personally profit by supporting the Kingsway location, he wrote. This for myself as a city councillor is clearly unethical and cause to abstain. Connecting with Sudbury.com by phone Wednesday night, Montpelier said the use of the word bribe in a headline for the previous day's story describing his allegations was sensationalist. After the subjects of his accusation said this will improve your business, Montpelier said he declared his conflict of interest to council and did not vote on the matter. During City Council's June 27, 2017, meeting in which mayor and council voted on a location for the new arena, Montpelier declared a conflict of interest due to his full-time motorsport entertainment business, noting the decision, either way, would affect his outside of council professional and financial situation. There was no bag of money, there weren't bribes, Montpelier said Wednesday, adding that his words have been very, very clear for years. Three of these conversations happened at City Hall, there's no hiding in the bushes or anything, it happened at City Hall. Further, Montpelier asked, what is a bribe? To be honest with you, I don't have the answer. To me, if I had to say, obviously I backed away, I said, no way am I going to freaking support you if you said this will increase your business. Man oh man, if I had to say to somebody, I say that is not an appropriate statement to make. Merriam-Webster defines a bribe as money or favor given or promised in order to influence the judgment or conduct of a person in a position of trust, and something that serves to induce or influence. Montpelier said he has received a bullshit letter from Bigger suggesting he phone the police about the bribe he was offered, which in Montpelier's words, suggested the opportunity to personally profit by supporting the Kingsway location. Gentlemen, feel free to call the cops tomorrow, Montpelier said, inviting any of the more than 27,000 people who viewed his Facebook post to do so. I'm okay because I know where I stand. In addition to Bigger, Sudbury.com reached out to Montpelier's colleagues on council for additional insights regarding Montpelier's Facebook post. This is a serious allegation and a serious issue, Ward 4 Cowan. Jeff McCausland wrote in emailed correspondence, adding that if true, what's been described would fit the definition of municipal corruption under the criminal code. During the June 27, 2017, City Council meeting, Montpelier was unable to vote in due to his declared conflict of interest. The city's elected officials voted 6-6 on a motion to have a new arena located downtown, which was therefore defeated. If Montpelier's claims are true, McCausland said his colleague may have unintentionally allowed the decision on a location to be influenced by a private developer. I believe that we must pause the work on the KED until an investigation into this matter can be completed, McCausland said. Ward 1 Cowan. Mark Signoretti said that he wasn't aware of anything such as what Montpelier described as occurring, but that, if this is something that truly did occur, it's concerning. We're seeing different things come to the table now that questions the whole process that took place in 2017, so when we talk about open and transparent government, I find that it doesn't pass the smell test with me, he said. When new information keeps popping up that shows the process had some flaws in it, then that questions the whole process itself, and how do we move forward with something when there are so many red flags in place? Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.